From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Russian and Syrian government planes today killed at least 45 people, including children, in a town in eastern Syria, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory said the strikes hit the town of Qura in Deir ez-Zor province, which borders Iraq and is mostly controlled by the Islamic State militant group. Meanwhile, the Syrian Democratic Forces rebel group, a coalition of Kurdish and Arab forces backed by aerial support from the U.S.-led coalition, clashed with IS inside Manbij, pushing into the key stronghold of the extremist group from its southern edge. Manbij had been a major supply stop for the IRS. The International Organization for Migration reports at least 19 Ethiopian migrants found dead from suffocation in a containerized truck in Zambia. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration report says they were crammed into the truck carrying bags of beans and groundnuts. IOM spokesman Joel Millman tells VOA this particular incident was widely reported in the Zambian media.
There were almost 100 in the container. You know, happily, most of them survived, but you can just imagine. I think it was last year or 2 years ago, there was an incident of drowned migrants who were being seen eaten by alligators or crocodiles. So we know it's a really tough migrant route, and some of the casualties have been horrific.
Millman says migrants routinely die while being trafficked, but this incident represents the largest number of known migrant deaths. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Italian officials say at least 7,000 migrants have been rescued from small boats in the Mediterranean in just 2 days. Italian ships, along with others belonging to Doctors Without Borders, carried out more than 40 rescue operations, pulling people from small rubber boats and dinghies. The migrants are believed to be from Arab and sub-Saharan countries. This is